Okay, we're on the record. Today is March 24, 2020, and this is hearing number 1200148. The appellant is Alice Murphy. I am hearings officer Nancy Hockman, and I'm holding this hearing by telephone due to the COVID-19 city emergency response. I would like the parties to note that the clerks did call the parties to reschedule the hearing to the telephone, and there were several emails and phone calls that were made, and none of the facts of the case were discussed with either of the parties, and all of the communications took place between the clerks and the parties and not the hearing officer. And for the record, after all those numerous telephone calls and emails, the enforcement officers, the Bureau of Transportation did not call back and give us a phone number, so the city has not appeared for this hearing, and I'm going to find that the city did have adequate notice. So in this case, I will be reading the city's response into the record as their testimony. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website and available for you or other members of the public to listen to unless you have a strong objection to that. Ms. Murphy, did you receive documents from our office through an email?
I'm sorry, I don't, my car was towed.
Okay.
And
before you tell me your testimony, I will have to swear you in. But at this point, I would like to know, were you able to look at the documents that we sent to you related to this case? So that would be your statement of rights about this hearing and documents that the Transportation Bureau submitted on their behalf. Did you receive those documents?
I did not. I'm not that computer literate. I'm 73 and I do my best with it, but no,
okay.
I did not.
I understand. And at this point, I'm going to reschedule the hearing and we will mail, and we will mail you the documents. The other alternative is for you to tell me your side and you will hear what the city said. You know, because I'm going to read into the record what they submitted, and I'm very happy to do the hearing now. I just want to make sure that you have a full opportunity, you know, to have a fair hearing. So if you think it would be better to have the hearing today, I can certainly hold the hearing now. And you will hear what the city wrote when they sent in their documents. Does that work better for you?
Yes, that does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so I'm just going to turn to the Statement of Hearing Rights. And I'm going to read your Statement of Hearing Rights to you.
Okay.
It first mentions if you need a sign language interpreter, so I will skip that. It says you may be represented by an attorney at your own cost if you wish, and legal aid organizations may be able to assist a party with limited financial resources. And it says that you may provide supporting documentation and or witnesses. And you can submit photographs if you want. And you will receive a copy of any report that the hearings office receives from the Transportation Bureau. And that's what I was just mentioning. So I will read that into the record for you. And it says that the hearing will be recorded. And it says that an aggrieved party has the right to appeal the hearing officer's order per ORS 34.010 through 34.11100. And don't worry about those citations because they will be in my order again. However, the hearings office is unable to interpret or answer questions related to appealing a decision. And appeals of the hearing officer decision are not filed with the hearings office They are actually filed with the court, and if you need guidance on that, then you should contact an attorney. And it says all testimony is under oath or affirmation. And the hearings officer will consider testimony and evidence in the record in making a decision on whether the City of Portland properly ordered the tow based on the regulations in the Portland City Code and other applicable law and rules. And a link to the city code is on that notice of hearing. So having heard your hearing rights for the hearing, do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, my name is Hearings Officer Hockman, and I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing decisions of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and testimony that I hear today, in order to decide the case. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court, and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and we don't use the rules of evidence. In an administrative hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their side of the case by slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits, and I'm going to ask you whether you have any objection to any of them coming into the record, and a person would object if an exhibit did not pertain to the case, for example. So I'm going to go over the list of exhibits now. And I'm working on a computer, so I may be a little slow in my steps. Okay, we have your tow hearing request form. That's one exhibit. We have something called an auto return report, which is something that we get just to know whether or not the hearings office has jurisdiction. We have the notice of today's hearing. We have the statement of rights and procedures that we just went over. And then we have the Bureau response documents. And I'm going to just tell you briefly right now what those include, what that includes. It includes a tow hearing report that I will be reading from. It includes the parking violation or citation that the parking officer issued to you on March 2nd, 2020 at 9:57 a.m. for blocked driveway. And then there's photographs which were taken at the time the citation was issued. And then the city submitted code sections, you know, the law related to blocked driveway that they followed. So do you have any objection to me using any of these exhibits in making my decision?
No.
Okay, thank you. So the exhibits are admitted. Now, Ms. Murphy, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm any testimony that you give today will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I agree.
Thank you. And would you also please state and spell your name for the record?
Alice Murphy, A-L-I-C-E-M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Thank you. I'm going to start with the Transportation Bureau's testimony, which I will read into the record. So the enforcement officer wrote this report on March 12th, 2020, and relates to your Honda Fit and they said the violation was blocked driveway at 533 Northeast Fargo Street. And the person, the enforcement officer wrote, I responded to SR, which I know means service request, 57. When I arrived, the vehicle was parked with the back end 3+ feet into the driveway apron and driveway. The driveway starts at the point where the concrete starts angling down. The vehicle was also parked in the mouth of the driveway. When a car is parked in the apron or driveway, it makes it difficult for cars to enter or exit the driveway. The vehicle needs all of the driveway to safely enter or exit. And that is the end of the parking enforcement officer's testimony. And since they are not here, you obviously can't ask them questions. So now I'm going to turn to you, Ms. Murphy, and ask you, please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Okay. I'll do the best I can. As you could probably tell from the photograph, this was a newly put in sidewalk and what do you call the apron?
Right. The apron is the part that curves down from the curb down to the surface of the street. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I have parked in that same area several times. It's always difficult to find parking on this particular block. It's always like full of cars. And not all that many of the driveways have the apron. And I, you know, it was at night, and I pulled in to that parking spot, and I just went out and checked to make sure there was room, that I wasn't, you know, blocking the driveway, like I have done often. I have never gotten a ticket for blocking the driveway. And I've lived in San Francisco for 17 years where parking is totally at a premium. And I never blocked someone's driveway. I was given no warning by this person. He's new in the neighborhood. And I just wanted to be able to speak about this because it's with 3 feet on each side, it's like 6 feet are taken away from people's ability to park. I know it takes a little more attention to back out of the driveway. That doesn't a notice on my car. I had no notice. I am on a very limited income, Social Security and SSI, and with the help of my son and my brother, I'm able to have a nice place to live. But this $206 for the towing plus $95 for the so-called blocked driveway is a big hardship.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just feel like it was a mean thing for this person to have my car towed. And I don't know why the officer agreed to give me a ticket, because I wasn't, common sense would say that I wasn't blocking his driveway. I know that legally, yes, I was into that apron, but I was not blocking his driveway. That is not the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you live on this block?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And do you know this neighbor? Not that it makes a difference, it doesn't. I'm just asking.
No, he's a new neighbor.
Thank you. So you mentioned something about 3 feet, and I just wanted to reread you what the officer said, because the officer did not say that there is 3 feet on either side of the driveway that cannot be parked in. The officer said, with the back end 3+ feet into the driveway apron and driveway. So I think the officer was saying that between the driveway and the apron, you were 3 feet in. Not that you have to park 3 feet away from the driveway on either side. I just wanted to clarify that. Does that make sense?
Standing is now, the city rule is that you cannot be in that 3-foot apron at all.
The apron is not necessarily 3 feet. I'm sure it would vary by driveway, but it is correct. You cannot park in the apron, which is the sloped part that goes down from the curb down to the driveway. So thank you very much for appearing today. And I will say that I have to follow the rules, as I said at the beginning. I don't have a lot of discretion. I think the court may have more discretion with the ticket. And I'm not going to make my decision today. I'm going to take it under advisement, which means I will be issuing you a decision on another day, and that will be in writing. And that will be sent in about 2 weeks. So at this point, I want...
Will that be in the regular mail?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Normally it is not, but in this case, if you do not have access to, documents on the computer, I'll make sure it is sent both ways.
Oh, thank you very much.
And let me just double check that we have your mailing address. So don't go away. So I do have an email address for you, which is a Gmail address, but you don't check that?
I do, but I don't in any way regularly check it. It's just not a part of my, I don't know. I'm learning how to use it.
Okay. And you may not use attachments.
And I I what?
Oh, that's okay.
I'm
So
sorry.
let me just confirm that your mailing address is 550 Northeast Fargo, apartment 6, zip code 97212.
That's correct.
Okay. I will have the order sent there. So at this point, we will conclude the hearing and the call. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.